9:26 on the drive home at 5. You remember the scene in Psycho, the movie? Norman Bates, who ended up killing his mother. Now, just imagine if his mother had been a teacher and was entitled to a pension and benefits. And the same Norman Bates decided, while he was getting reviewed as to why all of the furniture was upstairs and rearranged in the wrong rooms, his lawyer said, hey, in the meantime, he's entitled to his mommy's pension and benefits. It's a real story. And it's Julia Marsh who wrote about it in today's New York Post. Thanks for joining us here on the Drive Home at 5, Julia.
Thanks for having me.
Who is this modern-day Norman Bates, and when did he kill his mother, and why is he wanting her pension and benefits?
So Henry Wachtel was a second-year student at Fordham University back in April 2012 when he beat his mother to death in the family's West 55th Street apartment while he was in the throes of an epileptic seizure.
Now, is he blaming it on epilepsy? Does he have any recall of this vicious murder that he committed against his mother?
Actually, he claims he has no recall, that he testified he woke up on the kitchen floor to cops picking him up and his mother being carried out on a stretcher. And indeed, he took a plea to being not criminally responsible for her death.
So is he in a psychiatric institute somewhere for the criminally insane?
Yes, I'm told by his criminal defense attorney that he's in a non-secure facility in the state's Office of Mental Health. Right now, he's due back in court next month for a judge to determine whether or not he has a dangerous mental disorder and the length of his psychiatric commitment.
You said, Julia Marsh of the New York Post, a non-secure mental health facility?
That's right. He was originally committed to a secure facility and has since been moved for the last year and a half to a unidentified non-secure facility.
I would say, though, if it's his decision or his lawyer's decision, what chutzpah, what onions they have, because apparently they're suing so that he can actually collect on his mother's pension and benefit plan that she earned as a teacher, even though he's the one responsible for her being in a pine box 6 feet under?
That's right, and although she can't speak because she is indeed deceased, his lawyer claims that this is what she would want for her son.
Now, is there a precedent for this? Is there anything that has ever happened before that is comparable?
You know, there was a woman who was sleepwalking and killed her husband and was able to inherit, but the law is really mixed on this. While the criminal standard is that he wasn't guilty by reason of insanity, the civil standard is lower, and he could still be found responsible for her death on a civil standard.
Wow. You have just put the idea in the minds of many women who are upset with their husbands that if they pretend to sleepwalk and they catch him in the middle of the night while he has sleep apnea, they could do him in, and then they'll be off the hook.
Well, I'm not endorsing that.
No, but obviously it is something that has been used before. What is the likelihood, though, that as this goes into the civil court process, that he is going to be able to collect on his mother's pension and benefit plans? I guess he was a member of the UFT, correct?
That's right, and I'm told that it's a low six-figure sum. And interestingly enough, an appeals court ruled today in a strangely similar case where a man killed his mom a couple years back and again was found not responsible for her death because he was insane. Civil court ruled that appeals court ruled that you know, he can't necessarily inherit from the mom. So they said that that's up to the surrogate's court to decide.
Now, he's going before a committee for a run at psychiatric commitment. Is there a chance this guy is going to see the light of day and end up back out in the streets?
You know, at the time he took the plea, the criminal court judge warned him he may never get out. His lawyer contested that to me in a conversation last night and said that that's not the law. So it looks like he may be trying to get out.
Oh, it's a great story. If you can't get the hard copy, those that remain on the newsstand, I always suggest it. I'm an old school newspaper reader. Just go online and check out Julia March's story, Killer Money Please, Fatally Beat Ma, now sues for her insurance. And it just gets crazier. So that if I cop a plea and say that I was insane in the brain, which definitely Ken Duffy has accused me of here before, and I reached out and I strangled you, Ken, in a fit of rage because you're a Met fan and I hate Met fans and I hate the Mets with the start of the Major League Baseball season, I could cop a plea and say I had all the furniture upstairs rearranged in the wrong rooms, seek a little psychiatric counseling, and probably be back here in a year and then declare, hey, I want the benefits that Ken was able to accrue over the years as our newscaster.
You and Jerry's familiar.
What chutzpah, what onions.